All right, Kyle Chisholm, good first moto. You know, and you had your best individual moto at Millville in the first one. And then your second moto looked like it caught up to you a little bit. That's a little un-Chiz-like.
Yeah, last week too, same thing, second moto. I was 10th for a while at second moto last week, and a few guys got me at the end. I've been honestly tired the last, like, we did a lot of testing on the bike. And
like home renovations you've been doing or anything?
I haven't been doing any of that, actually. That's surprising. I haven't had time. So, the last, I would say month, since High Point, that week off, we've just been trying a bunch of stuff on the bike, more suspension stuff, and just trying to find something that we like, because we changed some chassis stuff in the off season. We kind of stuck with it from Supercross. So we started with the outdoor setup from last year, and it just wasn't, it was just off a little bit. So we've been trying to leave the chassis stuff because it was better, just engine mounts and, you know, stuff like that, clamps and stem and changes like that. Mm-hmm. Tried to leave it, but then the suspension didn't work as good as it did last year. So we've had to kind of like re-figure it out. And so since High Point, it took us a couple weeks, but because, you know, I say a couple weeks, but for people that don't know, that's like 2 days a week riding, because then you're at the race again. Yeah. So it's not like you spent two whole weeks testing. Yeah. It's like a couple days, try it. Yeah. Couple days, try it. So needless, long story short, it's been a long, 4 or 5 weeks since the break after High Point. And the bike's really good. So since Red Bud, or second moto at Red Bud, was when we kind of figured it out, which is why last week, this week, two of my better weeks.
Yep.
The bike's really good. Kenny's on the same thing at home right now, and he, now that he's back riding, he really likes it. So all the work is paid off. It's really good, but my body is not feeling good right now.
Florida, testing Florida,
Yeah, it's just so hot, just been out in the heat all day. All right. So I just feel like tired before the day starts. And both second motos just kind of caught up with me, which is un-me-like. That's usually what I always, maybe speed isn't my, you know, advantage, but usually I pick guys off. And I've kind of had the opposite happen last second moto. So a little bummed on that.
This is Matt's fault. Active Ride's fault?
Yeah, if my suspension worked better, it wouldn't tire me out so bad.
So Matt at Active Ride. Yeah.
So everything I said before about how the bike's really good now, just forget I said that. It's if the bike was better, I wouldn't have got so tired.
He got a little tired of second moto. Suspension, not quite ideal. Yeah.
400 years old.
Okay, he is 400 years old. That's a great point. Great point.
Honestly, I feel like I'm in as good a shape as I was like back in the day.
Yeah.
But recovery is tougher. I mean, I'll be 37 this year, and it's whatever. But it's harder. Like, even between motos, it's a little tougher for me to recover.
By the way, for the record, I'm kidding about Active Ride being the problem. Matt now be mad.
Yeah, like I said, the bike, honestly, we did a lot of work, and it's really good, but I'm just tired.
We're done with Showas in outdoors, right? We've never gone back and tried it again or nothing?
No, I was KYB all last year, even. Marshall started on Showa, and that was it. Freddie started on Showa. I always started on KYB last year. So I pretty much been exclusively KYB since
I'm wondering, though, if they threw it on for you to try or something.
I did go back for World Supercross to Showa last year.
Showa's the indoor stuff we like.
But I was KYB this year. This year, so I've been KYB pretty much since last year.
Do we think Kenny's racing Unadilla?
Yes. Oh, I don't want to be the one to say that, but.
No, I said, do you think?
My opinion,
yes.
I think, yes. Okay. He's riding pretty good.
He always puts these things out on social about, should I race? And then he didn't show up. Like, last year he did that. So I'm a little skeptical.
I would say this. I think he will race because I think he's bored at home. And we rode together both days this week, and he's riding pretty good already. And he's still got 3 more weeks before. So I think he's going to race, but it is Kenny. He could wake up tomorrow and say he's not racing. And then he might wake up the next day and say, I am racing. So you don't know.
And we got the 45 under here at Unadilla.
That's what I'm hearing. So, yeah, that's what you said. I just agreed.
I said that.
No, he is. I'm just kidding.
All right. Thanks, Jizz.
Yeah, thank you.
Stop fading at second motos.
I'm going to try for the Pulp MX fantasy people. Okay.